London Calling. London Walks Connecting. London Walks here with your daily London fix. Story time. History time. An out of left field one today. Well, an out of Burma one by way of Tilbury Dock and Barking. It's May 15th, 1926. London's seeing something it's never seen before. And of course, this slots right into that London fascination with and craving for the novel, for spectacle, for the extraordinary. What London is seeing is a white elephant with pink eyes walking from Barking to Regent's Park, walking to the zoo, where it'll spend the summer. I like to picture the scene at Tilbury Dock the previous day when the ship carrying Pawa, that was the name of the elephant, arrived. Remember, it was 1926. It was the general strike. All those striking dock workers on their picket line. Imagine the shock they got. The tide was so rough, the ship was heaving even though it was docked, that Pawa couldn't walk down a gangplank. He had to be hoisted down, slung ashore from a crane. Imagine those hardened, striking dockers, those tough East Enders, looking on and seeing a white elephant in a sling suspended off the side of a ship and being lowered by a hoist. That will have had them rubbing their eyes and having a tale to tell round the kitchen table when they got home that night. Now some particulars about the star of the show. Pawa had been captured in 1919, at the end of the Great War. He was a little fellow then, not 4 feet tall. He was a year and a half old when he was captured. He was, of course, an albino, and very rare. He was accompanied to England, and then subsequently to the United States, by a very dark elephant. What the exhibitors were striving for was the effect brought about by the marked contrast between Pawa's white hide and the dark gray of his fellow pachyderm. But those two big fellas, trudging along from Barking deep in the East End of London to Regent's Park in toniest Marylebone, imagine the London buzz that will have created. New York City's turn came 6 months later. Pawa summered in London. He was, of course, the star of the show at the zoo that summer. And then he crossed the Atlantic to New York. He put ashore at the foot of West 16th Street and strolled along 11th Avenue to West 32nd Street, where he got a lift in a boxcar to Bridgeport, Connecticut. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey got him over there, toured him around America. Somebody who saw him in Chicago, on the lakefront, said, "The chumps around me were wondering why they had one of the elephants scrubbed up." Other particulars. Pawa's captor was Dr. Saw Dermay Po-Min, who was the president of the local Karen Tribe Association in that part of Burma. Dr. Saw and half a dozen assistants accompanied Pawa and his mate on their travels. For the Karens, Pawa had a lot more significance than just the rarity of his white packaging. There was a tradition that one day the white elephant would come back as a sign of peace and prosperity under their white brothers. That was the Karen equivalent of next year in Jerusalem. They never expected it to be fulfilled, but it was. Well, the first part of it was, anyway. The white elephant came back. Peace and prosperity under their white brothers, well, let's not go there. Where I am going, albeit reluctantly, is that not long after he went home, got back to Burma in 1928, Pawa died. He was 10 years old. Asian elephants have a normal lifespan of about 48 years. His captor, his owner, the man who took him round the world, Dr. Saw, died the same year. So much for today in London history. Or is it? Shall I mention in passing what I passed over in favor of Pawa walking from Barking to Regent's Park? Here are some of the hands I decided not to play. On May 15, 1536, Anne Boleyn was convicted of adultery, incest, and treason. On May 15, 1718, the machine gun was patented by a London lawyer. On May 15, 1800, there was an attempt on the king's life. On May 15, 1858, the Royal Opera House opened. On May 15, 1865, the Charing Cross Hotel opened. On May 15, 1875, Liberty's, the great Regent Street department store, opened. But I couldn't tear my eyes away from that white pachyderm out for a long walk in London. And for a Today in London recommendation, well, it follows, doesn't it? Maybe a trip to the zoo, or at the very least, a walk through Regent's Park. It'll be at its most beautiful these next 3 weeks or so. And for a pinch of numerology, this is the 15th. 15 is the age of majority in Burma. You've been listening to the Today in London History podcast, emanating from www.walks.com, home of London Walks, London's multi-award-winning walking tour company. Indeed, London's only award-winning walking tour company. The walking tour company invariably dialed up by those who know. Numbered among those who know, many, many Londoners. We get more Londoners and their compatriots than we get tourists. So there's some sage, time-honored advice for you. When in London, do as Londoners do. It's a perfect fit. Savvy, discerning visitors, tack-sharp Londoners, and elite guides. Guides who know what they're doing. Guides who are assured, well-connected, experienced, accomplished professionals. Barristers, doctors, geologists, historians, archaeologists, Royal Shakespeare Company actors, let alone London Walk's Delta Squad members, the creme de la creme of Blue Badge, Westminster, and City of London professionally qualified guides. And on that agreeable note, come then, let us go forward together on some great London walks. Good luck and good Londoning. See you tomorrow.